Okay, so we are on Nun Tes Amud Aleph, all the way at the top of the page. The Gemara is going to now continue to kind of like discuss a lot of these cases that we talked about with the question of when you have something was grown a certain way and then it had then Shvius and then Shvinius, etc. We're not done with these cases. So the Gemara says the following: Masiv Rami Bar Chama. If you take a look. Let's say the case, and we'll look them around. Meisiv Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama brings a contradiction. So the question is, being a contradiction to who? Who's he attacking here? But the case is the following, right? We know this case. Konam Peiros Eilu Alai. Person says, it's back from our Mishnah. Person says, Konam, the following Peiros on myself. Konam Hein Alpi. Konam Hein Lefi. Aser Bichilufeinu Begidulehen. So you're forbidden to have benefit even from that which is swapped for them and that which is grows from them. She'eni ocha v'she'eni toim, mortar b'chilohim b'gidulehem. But if you just say, I'm not going to eat, or I'm not going to taste, which presumably means from these specific ones, so then you are permissible to eat. It's permissible to eat the that which is swapped and that which grew from them. B'davar she'zara kaleh, afa b'davar she'in zara kaleh, afila gidula gidulin asurin. Right? We said this is only true with items that when you plant them, the seed decomposes, right? But if it's davar she'ein zara kaleh, if the seed does not decompose, so then even the gidulin remain usher, and they're not batel, right? The point being that which was originally usher remains there, and therefore you can't get benefit. So take a look at the ran on the left side, the second ran. Meisiv Rami Bar Chama, Konam Peiros Eilu Alai, etc., etc., etc. L'Rav Yanai Parich. So this is a question on Rav Yanai, which we saw the Amar La'el, said in the Zainim and Beis, Batzel Shal Truma Shirabi Gidula V'Alikaro Mutter. Right, that was one of the first cases that we discussed after the Mishnah. The Gemara raised this question that someone came with an onion and asked this question, etc. And the question was a Batzel, an onion that was truma, right? It had been separated from other onions to give to the Kohen. And then Rabu Gidulav Ali Karo, right? And then it grew more, right? More than the initial growth, a lot. There was a lot more growth, even more than the initial growth. So we said, there we said mutter, right? That was permissible to eat. It was not considered truma. Why? The Amma Svirale, the Kulu Gidulin, Afapisha Eini Suran Ayade Karka, Malanesa Iker. Right, that the gidulin there, even though again they're not aser mishum because of the ground, it's not aser like a shvius or whatever. But that which grows overtakes right what it was initially, which was that was truma, right? Umishum hachi parich le mikonam must emalin. So that's why you ask the question on that case from our case of konam, because the case of konam, what have we basically said? We said as long as ein zaro kaleh, right, as long as the seed doesn't decompose. So then, if you took a neder about this item, so then you're forbidden by its even gidula gidulin. As long as that there's something left of that initial thing, it doesn't matter how much grows from it. Doesn't matter. It still has that little tiny amount of the original iser. Again, that there the iser was mishum because I took a neder as opposed to truma. We'll see that makes a difference in a minute. But that's the question that according to the Ran at least that the Gemara is asking. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay, and the Ran notes that there are other cases to which they could ask the question on. Let's even look at it for a second. V'hadalo parichle, just back in the Ran, the end there. V'hadalo parichle mi brais the litrum meiser tevel. Remember the case we had before of the whole bunch of onions there, and then they got replanted, and then we say you take meiser from the whole thing. So why don't you ask the question from there? Because there again we were care still about what was originally planted. Mishun de Mastis and Alim Alay, Lakshay, because the mission that we have is even stronger thing to ask for. But oh, the Meiser, Pshit Alay, the Davar Sheishal Matirin. And Meiser would be easier to ask to respond to. If it's a case of Meiser, well, that's a Davar Sheishal Matirin. A Meiser, I can separate things from it and make it mutter. That's why we don't say it's Bata. But the point is that there are other cases from which the Gemara could ask this question, and they ask the question on Rav Yanai. Fine. And they ask the question on Rav Yanai from our original mission. So what do we do? But the bottom line is, so we had this kasha. On the one hand, Rav Yanai had said that, that onion from Truma that has more gidulin afterwards, right? That it becomes mutter, You don't care about that which was initially there. And on the other hand, our Mishnah says that if I took a neder, a konam, right, on a certain peiros, and it's davar she'in zara kale, so I don't care how many gidulin you have, how many things, different things grow from it. They're all going to remain aser because of that initial neder. So how do you manage the difference between the two? Okay, so I'm Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says the following teretz: Shani konamos. So Rabbi says, I'll tell you a very, very obvious difference. You're comparing apples and oranges, right? You're comparing a case of konam to a case of truma, right? The case of right now the assumption is that truma is truma. Right? The person separated my truma, so my and now the item is truma. It's something's truma, it stays truma forever. Give it to the kohen has to eat it. That's the end of the story, right? On the other hand, we're going to say it may not be totally true. But that's the assumption at this point, at least. But when it comes to konamos are nidarim, right? And therefore, why don't we allow the konam to be batal ever? Because I can go bishol on my neder. I can always come to the Talmud Chacham and say, I didn't mean it. If I would have known that all the gidulim coming from it would be usher, I would never set. Oh, no problem. Right? And there's other ways to remove the neder. And since there are other ways to remove the nether, that's by definition, that's what we call a davar she'yesh lo matirin. We've talked about this already now for a whole daf. So when someone's a davar she'yesh lo matirin, it's ein habatel. And that's why. And that's the reason. And that's the difference. Okay? Fine.
This is the first connection, right? We just went through it since the mission.
It feels like you're repeating the cases, right?
Right. And also,
this is what I started preparing this. I was like, wait a second. Did this already.
Right.
Yeah.
But is it possible? Is this the first?
It's the first time the Gemara is actually questioning Rav Yonah from our original Mishnah.
Right. And it's the first time we have a case of putting aside Truma and Maaser and all those halachos, which is what we've been focusing on. Now, maybe that's why they brought all this, because they're asking on that case, they're trying to bring a proof one way or the other from our Mishnah, which is the connection between.
Yeah, presumably. What happened in the Gemara before was the Gemara kind of raised the question. And then started giving answers from all kinds of other cases. Then the Gemara, for whatever reason, had never started by asking about from our Mishnah.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening. Yeah, correct. Okay, fine. But the Gemara's initial answer is it's not the same thing. One of them is Truma, and one of them is a Neder, a Konam. And a Konam, you could be shaled a Neder, but as opposed to Truma, which you cannot. Fine. So Gemara says, well, that's not really true. Okay, good. So, V'harei Truma. By Mitchell Allah Ubatle Barov. But with Truma, that's not true. Truma, you actually can be Shaul on Truma. Huh? Shaul on Truma. Is that really true? How could that be? So, Gemara is going to tell you. This nan, we have a Mishnah in Mesechas Trumos, which says the following. This nan, Sa Truma Temeya Shenafla Lepachos Mimeya. If you have one Sa of Truma, that's Tame. Okay, it's Truma Temeya. No one can eat Truma Tameh. A Kohen can't eat Truma Tameh. Right? So the only person eating Truma is a Kohen. And now it becomes Tameh. So then there's nobody who can eat it. It's an edible item for any Jewish person. Fine. So the Asah Truma Tameh that fell into less than 100 of Chulin, Tirkav. So what do you do? Well, it's less than 100 to the one. So what happens? It's not Batel. In which case, you have to let it rot. You can't. You just have to put it aside. And let it just decompose itself because no one can get any benefit from it. Okay. However, continues the Gemara, Halameya Tala. Right. But what does that mean? If there would be 100 times Chulin Kenegad the one Sa of Truma, it would be Vatel. Right. So what do you see? You see that that Truma has the ability to become Vatel, even though. The halacha is that this mission is just teaching us that truma can become batel. That's all this mission is teaching me. But the Gemara assumes that the truma can become batel, and we know there's a rule in general that you can be shol on truma. So what does that mean? You can be shol on truma. How can that work? Take a look at the Ran on the left side. V'harei truma di by mitchel Allah ayde pesach o charata kishar nedarim. Right? That actually truma is not the type of thing that you can't. that has no way out. A person could actually go to a Talmud Chacham and say that they didn't mean to, etc., and can make the item not truma anymore. What is that? Take a look at the Mefarish. I'll explain this a little bit. Harei truma. Look, I'll just switch to the right side. Hare truma di ibai mitshala sheim haya bedaita la hafish truma umayser aperosav mi peros kupazu vita venasim mi kupa acheres. And so let's say I was taking a trumas and maishos, so I had a whole batch of onions. Let's say that's in our case a lot, right? And I meant to take it from a certain place, right? A certain batch on behalf of the rest. And I actually made a mistake. I didn't mean to take it from here. I took it from here, but I meant to take it from a different batch, right? So what can I say? So what happens? Yachal lishalah, I can actually go and ask ask the Talmud Chacham or Beis Din lifnei Chacham v'lo marlo lo hayad badaiti l'tei mekuva zu elam zu. I made a mistake. I took from the wrong group. I wanted this one to be truma. I didn't want this one to be truma. And you can do that. And what happens? The fact that that's considered truma is actually nullified, and it's no longer truma. By the way, that means all the produce is now tevil again, right? And all of it's aser. I have to go back and separate truma again. But the bottom line is, truma is not actually the type of thing that is finished once you separate. You can actually go and say, "Oh, mistake. Can I come back and forget about that hafrasha and make a new hafrasha?" And the answer is, you can't do that. Okay, if that's true, then what does that mean? That means that truma really is a davish. The item that is truma is a davish shematirin, right? Because when I separated this onion over here, the truth is, and it drops into a bucket of other chulin onions. Say, oh, how much can it be bought out? What do you mean? Just say, go. You can go ask the Talmud Chacham, and you could say, oh, it was a mistake. I shouldn't have taken truma on this onion. I meant it to be for this onion, right? And nevertheless, even though that's a possibility, we still say it's bata barov. No, it's bata barov 100. So how could that be? Okay. Just continue the mafarsh for a second. Ha im nafa lameya talif. If it falls in 100, it would talif, it could become mutter. Sa achas, you just take out one sa. Vishar mutter, and the rest is fine. Alma de betela barov, the day. Kamo hai da haini bameya, makasi kashla rabbi amid masis in the term. Fine. So the point being, we don't have use. If you go bring it back to our question, what was our question? Our question was, how can it be that Rav Yana had said, right, that a batzel of truma that has more gidulin, right, than it grows more than its initial status, that it becomes mutter, right? It was truma, and then it had all kinds of things grow, or it grew itself a lot, and so now it should become it becomes mutter. When in the end of the day, when it comes to konamos, we said, I don't care how many gidulin come from it, it's going to remain usser. So we said, oh, I understand why. Because konamos is davashish matirin, and truma is not. The answer is, that's not true. The truma is also davashish matirin, and nevertheless, it's batel. So you have not explained, you have not answered our contradiction. Fine. Okay, so the Gemara is going to try. No problem. Says the Gemara, Amrei, betruma biyad kohen askina. No, I'll tell you what the case is. The case that we're dealing with, the truma, is when the truma is already in the hands of the kohen. Meaning, when do I say that I can ask a shayla, I can be shoel and nullify my initial truma and make it to tevel again and make the davar sheishal matirin? That's when I've just separated the truma and I'm waiting to give it to a kohen. But once I place the truma in the hand of the kohen, I can't be like, sorry, just kidding. I actually don't want to do that. I want to change it. This one's not truma like that. That's not going to work. You already handed it to him. And but if that happened, it'd be chaos, right? So you can't, once you hand it over, now it's done, right? Look at the mafarish. Mishane hachum v'chum v'yad kohen askinan. The me'achar she'zocha ba'kohen. Once the kohen has now been zocha, he picked it up. Lo matz le'mitshallah inish v'lo dam le'kohen. That's not the same thing anymore, right? That already can't do anything. And then the Ron says the same thing. So once he's holding it, that's over. So if that's the case, now I understand. What's the difference? The difference is, konamos, I can be sholan forever. And the case that you hear the truma is, a truma which is beyond the kohen already, is in his hands, so I can't be sholan. That's why one can become, but one the konamos case can't become batel, and it's also forever. And the case of the truma can become batel, because it's no longer devastation matir. Fine. So it says, well, not so fast. Well, that's true. Look at the end of the actual mission that we're quoting. Im haisa tahora timacha lakoin. Right. So we said if the end of that brisa or that mishnah is that if the we're just talking about the truma says that if the truma was tahora, you could sell it to a kohen. Well, what does that mean? Until now, where has it been? not in the hands of the Kohen. If it is already in the hands of the Kohen, the Mishnah is not going to end with. And if it's Torah, you can sell it to a Kohen. What do you mean? Give the Kohen already has it, right? So he's going to give it to the Kohen's going to sell it? Like, the case can't be that the Kohen's holding on to the Truma already if this hit at the end of the Gemara, at the end of the Mishnah is. And if it's Torah, now you can give it to a Kohen. That's not going to work. Right, so it must be that it's the whole time that it's already, that's still not in his hands, in which case, you can't answer, that can't be an answer to our question. Okay, so Gemara says, no problem, I'll tell you what the case is. It'll be Yisrael shenaflu lo mebeis avi imo kohen askina. What's the case? The case is the following. You have a Yisrael who himself is the son of a bas kohen. Okay, so he's not a kohen. His mother is the daughter of a kohen. Okay, and what happened? Her father gave her truma, and then the truma came. Then he like was yorish. The truma came to him, so he's able to acquire it. It belongs to him, but he's not a kohen, so he can't eat it. But the point being, it's already in the hands of somebody else, right? But it hasn't yet been handed over to the kohen. But since it had been handed over to an initial kohen originally, and therefore it can't be shol on it anymore. It's no longer darvish yishu matirin. But nevertheless, the Mishnah can still end by saying, and if it's tahor, what should you do? Give it to a kohen. Why? Because the person who has it right now is himself not a kohen. Okay, so it's no longer darvish yishu matirin, and still fits with our Mishnah, and that's our case, and that's why this case can become batel, and the case of konomos cannot become batel. Okay, so that's gemara v'hakatani seifa timacher lekohen. I thought the Seifa says that you should sell it to a Kohen except for the money of that original Sa. So what? So why does that bother us? Take a look at the Ran. Hakatani Seifa Timachal Kohen Chutz Midimei Osa Sa VeEid Naflu Lo MiBeis Avi Imo Kohen Amai Ena Mocher Afi Lo Osa Sa. Meaning, why is he selling only the sell it to the Kohen except for that original Sa? And if the item came to this person from his mother's father, right? Why did he just sell the whole thing, right? Why does he have to save anything for himself? He's sell the whole thing. He's not a kohen, right? So it doesn't make sense. Again, the case doesn't work if he's a Yisrael who acquired the kohen stuff, and it wasn't his, it wasn't originally his produce, right? So how's that going to work? Fine. Okay. So let's try again. So ela ema bishlama kona. So give it a different answer. Ela ema bishlama konamos mitzvah la tshulei aleihem. No, so the difference is the following. When it comes to konamos, you made a neder, there's a mitzvah to actually be shol on the neder, right? Rishim de Rabbi Nasan, the Am Rabbi Nasan, kolan noder ki ilu bana bama, and mekaimo ki ilu makdir aleha. Right, so the rule we've seen from the very beginning is that being noder is a bad idea. Taking a neder is the wrong thing to do. Right, so if you call another kilo bin Aban Obama, like he built his own personal mizbeach, which is the wrong thing to do, and a makai mok ilu makdar leah, and the person who fulfills the nether, it's like he then actually brought the korban on that bama, which is the wrong thing to do. Right, so the point being, when it comes to the nether, since nidarim are the wrong thing to do. Basically, yes, it's true. You can be shol on truma, and you can be shol on nether. Right, you can say that that neder was wrong, and you can say I don't want this truma. But it's only when it comes to the actual neder that it's a mitzvah that to be shol in the neder. To get rid of the neder is the right thing to do. That's a mitzvah. You're supposed to get rid of it. Right? About truma, my mitzvah de tshulei aleihem. When it comes to truma, there's no mitzvah to say, you know what? I don't want this onion to be truma. I want that onion to be truma. You could just leave it alone. So the truth is, you're allowed to do so if you want to, but there's no mila. It's no positive thing in doing that. So why do we care? So I guess the Gemara wants to say, if that's true, that's why when it comes to konamos, we consider that a davar sheish matirin, because the matirin is the right thing to do, right? Really, because what's the whole point? What have we settled? It's actually interesting. Like maybe this is part of the svara of the reason why davar sheish matirin isn't batel, right? The davar sheish matirin, maybe, I'm not, at least the Gemara here seems to be implying that about this case, that when we say that davar sheish matirin isn't batel, it might depend on the value of the heter, right? Is the davar sheish matirin meaning it's a mitzvah to make it mutter, and therefore I'd rather you should be shol the neder than be mevatel and not be batel in a mixture, right? And if that's true, so then it's only true by things that it's a mitzvah to be matir, right? But it's something that You could be matir, not be matir. You could show, not be show. I don't really care. So then we say, okay, if it falls in, it can be batal. I don't care because there's no value in instead, right, going ahead and being shol on it. And therefore, that the Gemara says, that's the reason why you have the difference. That's why the item that's a konam, we say, afilu gedula gedulin. It's going to be usher forever, as opposed to the true, it's opposed to the konamos, and therefore, because we'd rather you be shol on the neder, as opposed to the truma, where 1 in 100 is going to become batal. Because there's no value per se in you going ahead and being matir that truma and then making something else truma instead, right? Take a look at the Ran. Ela konamos mitzvah lichule alayhu. It's like five lines up in the skinny lines. Ela konamos mitzvah lichule alayhu v'kevan shekein ki ilu atshu alayhu dami. So he wants to say, the Ran is saying a different story. He's saying, since it's a mitzvah to do, it's ki ilu, you did it already. And that's why we're not going to allow you to make a batel, right? But okay, kol anodik ilu banabama, right? But truma my mitzvah lichuli alaika hilchach kevin she'ena heter ba me'atzmo v'leika mitzvah lemebarachi no mikri davar shleishan matirin. It's just not something that has to happen at all. There's no real value in doing it, so we don't call it davar shleishan matirin. Fine. Okay, so but the point being, it's actually a very kind of a nice answer to this question of why we care so much that when it comes to the neder, sorry, Charlie, we're not going to allow the bittel as opposed to truma, where we're very happy to allow the bittel. Fine, so we'll stop here and we'll pick up from Gufa tomorrow.